Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome. Good Friday. Nice weather. Sun's out. Hopefully you're feeling it as we're heading into the weekend. The weekend's not going to be great. Hopefully at least you're out enjoying today. Maybe you get outside tonight, sit on a deck someplace, enjoy a fish fry, whatever it happens to be. And the Milwaukee Bucks have a new head coach as they get their new start underway. Most likely going to introduce him next week, as right now the combine's going on and they have some of their personnel and figureheads down there. But nevertheless, they found Budenholzer, and to talk more about it, the guy that we go to more often than not, and we appreciate him as a friend of the show, Steve Novak from Fox Sports Wisconsin and Bucks analyst as well, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Steve, how you doing, my friend?
Very, very good. How are you? I'm looking forward to my fish fry tonight, like you said.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Get out and relax a little bit. When you and I were chatting yesterday, the first thing I said was, give me the lowdown, and you raved about this, as a friend of mine did out in Vegas, that covers the Vegas League in the summer leagues and knows Budenholzer. He said that the Bucks knocked this one out of the park. You kind of feel the same, right?
I do feel the same, and I think, I guess, mainly because of all the candidates you look at, right? There would be questions about, I think, everybody else. With Budenholzer, I just think he's proven in so many ways that I think maybe during the search there was – you were looking for someone that was really going to blow your socks off, was going to surprise you with their philosophy or something different that you said, okay, we'll go with them. But you kind of knew the whole time, I thought, when you looked at the list, that Budenholzer, in terms of credentials, in terms of where the Bucks are at, I think the kind of coach he is, that he was the perfect fit. So I couldn't be more excited. I think he fits perfectly.
Tell me what about him coming out of the – and you're familiar with the Pop system, obviously, after playing there for a brief stint. But tell me what about him makes him that right candidate in your eyes?
You know, like I said, there's a ton of things. If I was going to say this one thing excites me the most based on who the Bucks are and who he is, it would be the way that his style of offense, which if you look at the San Antonio teams, obviously, that he was with for 19 seasons and then – the ones that he can take full credit for when he was in Atlanta, those Atlanta teams were teams that shared the ball almost to a fault. They had some of the highest passing teams in the league. Their pace was fast. I think that those two characteristics, sharing the ball and playing fast, he got his teams to do. A lot of teams talk about that, like sharing the ball. If everybody gets touches, everyone's going to be good, but it doesn't happen. With his teams, you've seen – on his rosters, you can go down the line and pretty much say all of the players that play for him have succeeded. And I think that, to me, is very telling. There's not a lot of underachievers on his rosters.
I guess the biggest question, because people say, well, he got to the Eastern Conference Finals, couldn't get over the hump with Atlanta, and then things began to erode from there. Not to say it's all a coach's fault, but from the time they went to the Eastern Conference Finals to today, what went wrong in your eyes in Atlanta?
You know, I don't know that it was as much that things went wrong. I think that there's franchises that are in different places. And I don't think that the front office in Atlanta and Coach Budenholzer were probably in the right place. And I think that's very much how you saw the relationship there end. Coach Budenholzer leave, very much a mutual thing where, in my opinion, watching it happen, it was the front office and him having a great relationship, which is, I think, telling and important. And them having the conversation and saying, you're probably not the right coach for a group that's rebuilding. And what we mean by that is you can probably take a you can be in a better spot and get a team over the hump to be a contender. And I think, to me, as a Bucks fan, that's exciting because he's choosing to be in Milwaukee where he must think, or he wouldn't take this job. He had other options, that this team can be special and it can make that jump. And he's been around long enough to know what works and doesn't, and he thinks that this is a good fit for him too. So I think that's awesome.
What'd you think of the fact that they interviewed him in New York, fly him to Milwaukee where he sits down with Middleton and Giannis?
You know, I love it. I do, and I think to me it should be the norm. And if a team or an ownership group didn't do that, where they brought in their top guys, their guys that it is important they're happy, it is important that they're on the same page, because NBA players, NFL players, these guys are not employees. They're partners, very much partners with the owners. And when I say that, these are guys making $20 million. So that's why they're not just employees. It's important if you're going to pay a guy $20 million, $25, $30 million. Yes, you want him to be happy, and you also want to make sure that that guy who you're paying $25 million is going to mesh with his boss, who he might be together with for the next, hopefully, 10 years. So I love it that they're on the same page, that they include him. You know, Giannis, he's the future. There's no doubt about it. So why act like he's not?
What do you draw, if anything? Now, we were kind of back and forth yesterday, and I was talking to a couple other people. Gary Wolfel says that the official season doesn't begin until July 1st, so therefore Jabari could have been inside that breakfast. But as an unrestricted free or a restricted free agent, you know, your thought process was basically, no, you probably wouldn't want to be there or at least be involved in something like that. What did you make out of the fact that Jabari was not a part of that breakfast?
Now, my understanding, and this could be wrong, was that he is not allowed to be talked about or a part of things once he becomes a free agent. And like you're saying, I guess that July 1 date is there. I would have to, I guess, my understanding was that he wasn't there because of that, that it's tampering, you're not allowed to be involved in those kinds of meetings. So that's very much the impression that I'm under. I think that, you know, just in speaking with Jabari in the weeks since the season ended, I very much have heard the way that he's talked about Milwaukee being a place that he's hoping to stay, but he understands the process, I think, just like the Bucks. So him not being there, I think, based on the conversations I've had with Jabari, shouldn't be read into. I think that it, my understanding was because he couldn't be.
One of the things that I find interesting, and I said this yesterday, was that, and again, I kind of touch base with a couple of people in that neighborhood. You know, he's got family here now. He's got, you know, he's still chatting with neighbors, still being seen in the neighborhood, still renovating the house. It seems like, for all intents and purposes, when he told you and me down there that night at Merriman Social when we were doing the Milwaukee Basketball Hour that Milwaukee's his home, he wasn't kidding. This is his home now, isn't it?
You know, it is. And I think, you know this from speaking with him and being around him, is he says those things. And I think there's a lot of guys that say those things like, this is home, this is where I want to be, that you go, I think he's just saying that. He has to say that. Jabari's not that guy. When he tells you, look, I'm unhappy, like he did in the playoffs, he's unhappy. And when he tells you, hey, Milwaukee's home, this is where I want to be and where I hoped and kind of chose to be, to start out my career a little bit in the beginning, he's being honest. This is he very much says how he feels, and sometimes it's held against him, but I think he's telling the truth. This is where he wants to stay. He's not I'm going to go chase a big city or change the scenery guy. He would for sure love to stay here, but he understands that it's 50-50. It's part in his field and part in the organizations, and depending on what kind of offers he gets.
When you look at Budenholzer coming here, and you had mentioned it before with other offers, what does that say about the Bucks organization, say, as opposed to Toronto? And Toronto, a very good team. They've got some, you know, they've got some very good players there, and there's a lot of upside. And DeRozan and company, they certainly have the capability to get it done, but they didn't go deep as they wanted to in the postseason. So what does it say that he chose Milwaukee over, say, choosing to go to Toronto?
You know, it does, and you read about it a lot leading up to the hiring of Coach Bud, was that there was that Toronto-Milwaukee kind of decision. Both organizations wanted him, and he was I don't know this for sure, talking with both organizations. So in my opinion, it is completely because of Giannis. I mean that because if he's talking about making this move right now at this point in his career, he's 47, 48 years old, and in the prime, Coach Budenholzer in the prime of his career, trying to win a championship as a head coach, I think he knows he needs that. You need that superstar. You need that guy that the LeBron, who we're expecting to take over this Cleveland series against Boston, and show that that's what you need. And I think the Bucks have that in Giannis. They have awesome pieces around him that haven't meshed together. That's been the conversation. They've just not had the chemistry or been able to make it mesh. And he's been a guy, I think, that has been proven to be able to get guys to play together. And the way that he runs his offense specifically is so inclusive and maximizes guys. So I think he sees that the way he coaches fits and has a star like Giannis that I think puts it over the top to talk about it, the team as a contender.
Talking with Steve Novak from Fox Sports Wisconsin and Bucks analyst. Steve, I wanted to ask you, talking about the Cavs, the fact that the Bucks went toe-to-toe with the Celtics, took them to seven games, the Celtics have beaten up on Philadelphia and they're beating up on the Cavs right now. What should we read, if anything, into that as to where the Bucks are right now?
Awesome question. I feel the same way, right? When the season ended, you thought, oh, the Bucks lost in the first round. They could have won game one. They could have won game seven. And all of a sudden, you watch Boston become the best team in the NBA for this period of time. And you go, "There's Philly certainly didn't play Boston better than the Bucks. And Cleveland, it's early in the series, but they certainly have not either." Which, yes, makes you go, okay, well, maybe Boston's the best team in the East right now. And the way Milwaukee played them, it sure seems like they were right there, a half away from beating them. So I agree, since the season ended, it makes you feel differently, I think, about where this Bucks team is, just watching Boston, I guess, and how well that they've played against Cleveland and Philly, because I don't think Cleveland and Philly were considered worse than Milwaukee when the season ended, but right. I would have to say, looking at it now, Milwaukee played them better.
Before I let you go, Cleveland going back home, and they're going to be taking on Boston tomorrow night, down 2-0. I certainly expect them to get a win at home. I can't imagine them. This is a big game for them. If they lose game three, then all of a sudden I think confidence-wise, they're pretty much shot, LeBron or no LeBron. And, boy, that Western Conference series, now I think it's wide open. After Houston just dominated and came out and shot the lights out, I think that really put, as far as Golden State goes, if you looked at Steve Kerr's face, he looked as if he was sitting there going, "Guys, I told you so. You can't just throw the basketballs out and go get a win." I think that was a big punch in the face to Golden State as well.
It was. Houston, you know, they shoot so many threes, right, that when they miss shots, D'Antoni says, "We lost because we missed." And it's true. But when they have P.J. Tucker making shots, getting 22 points, and really having that bully presence, you saw Chris Paul playing like a bully, and P.J. Tucker and Ariza's out there. When they make shots and they play with that defensive edge, they're as good as Golden State. In game one, they did not have that bully arrogance edge that makes them so good. And that's who they've got to be in order to beat Golden State. You know, I still like Golden State in that series, I think, because they are the more consistent defensive team. But in the East, at this point, I don't know how you count Boston out. You know, right. I mean, like you said, if they win this next one, whew, look out.
Yep, no doubt. Steve, always a pleasure, buddy. Look forward to seeing you down the road as well. And hopefully we get it. Now, did you check your schedule? Are you going to join us next Saturday?
I didn't check it yet. As long as my little man doesn't have a baseball game, I'm with you.
Okay. Check your schedule, and if you're good to go, then we're going to do some beer slinging down at Stenny's for charity for the block party coming up next Saturday. So let me know, and then we'll touch base, and then I'll let people know if you're going to be joining me next Saturday afternoon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's Steve Novak from Fox Sports Wisconsin, Bucks analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes. Yeah, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. There's a big block party. They do this annually. And Stenny's and a bunch of the bars in that area down there get together, and they put some music in the streets and such, Second and National and Walker's Point. And I'm going to be a celebrity bartender down there. They donate money to the American Cancer Society, a portion of those proceeds. So I'm going to be down there. All the tips, everything that I get, everything goes to the charity. So if you get a chance to come out and want to have a good time, not this weekend, but next weekend. I'll talk more about it next weekend, but going to be down there. Not only is it the home of the Bill Michaels garlic cheese bread, but best wings around, but now I'm going to be down there working. So you got to come down. It's all outside too. It's a big block party out in front of the bar restaurant there. So looking forward to it. And I'm trying to bring Steve with me. Steve got in touch and said, "Hey, we'd love to do this. I just got to check and see if we're either going to be out of town or we got some Little League baseball. But if we don't, man, I'm there." So we'll find out if Steve's going to be joining me or not. He joined us, by the way, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. Fixed my knee up, got me back in the game. The orthopedic department there is fantastic. Call them 855-MC-ORTHO. 855-MC-ORTHO. You don't have to live with pain. You don't have to live with orthopedic problems, whether it's a shoulder, elbow, knee, ankles, whatever it happens to be, hips. They can help you out. And maybe they can get you home in as little as a day. All you got to do is call 855-MC-ORTHO or go to marshfieldclinic.org, the official healthcare provider of yours truly. When we come back, the next step for the Milwaukee Bucks is what? More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
No, I know Lad is a great coach. He was the coach of the year 2015-2016 season. We had a great conversation. We talked about the game plan, how he views me as a player, how he can help this team.
The program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are so glad to have you on this Friday. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus want to remind you, Thursday, June 7th, it's our first one of the season. It's going to be fun. If you're out in the Madison area, get ready. Here we come. Thursday night, June 7th, the Wisconsin Brewing Company, 1079 American Way in Verona. We're going to be there. It's our first cigar dinner of the season, and I just had a couple of questions yesterday that shot to me. You know, hey, my wife wants to come. Is it going to be awkward to have my wife there? No. We welcome it. We get some of the best questions from women who come out to stuff like this. So, no, we welcome it. And then the second question from Mark, who lives out there in Middleton, says, "I really want to come. I've heard a lot about him, but I'm not a cigar smoker." So he said, "Does it matter?" No. I've said all along, look, if you don't smoke cigars, you still get free cigars when you attend that are worth some money. I mean, not that you want to turn around and sell them, but what I'm saying is give them to somebody who does or bring somebody along who does. You get a couple of cocktails, your full dinner, four free cigars. There's raffle items. You don't have to pay any extra money to get involved in a raffle or anything. You just get the tickets when you walk through the door. They give away a bunch of stuff. I mean, it's a fun night. It really is. It's like a private show just for you. It's a small crowd. There's only 50 tickets available. There's still a handful of tickets available for this thing. So, yeah, go ahead and get your tickets. It's going to be a good time. We always have a blast. You can get your tickets out there in the Madison area at Tobacco Outlet Plus on North Sherman Avenue in Madison. That's North Sherman Avenue in Madison. There's Willow Road in Wanakee, the location there, Willow Road in Wanakee, and then the Quick Trip at County Road PB in Verona as well. But get your tickets now. They're going fast. And we only got a couple of weeks, less than 2 weeks away from this thing. Thursday night, June 7th. Really looking forward to it. Actually, a little more than 2 weeks available, 2 weeks to go. Just under 3 weeks now. But Thursday night, June 7th, everything gets underway. About 5:30, the cocktail party. And then about 6:30, we get dinner. Dinner, by the way, catered by Wood Barbecue. Good stuff out there. And then after that, we have the raffle. And we just have kind of a private show. We have a great time. It's a lot of fun. Hope to see you out there. Hope to see you there. It's brought to you by our friends at Tobacco Outlet Plus, Quick Trip, and Perdomo Cigars. So it should be a good time. That was Giannis, the voice you heard just before we came back from break, and talking about Budenholzer and talking about this team. And my question to you is this. What now? What now? What's the next step for the Milwaukee Bucks? Got a tweet here from Team Mujikan, who basically, I butchered that, but says the next step for the Bucks is getting more Wisconsinites to become bigger Bucks fans, needed to sell tickets for the new arena. All this will inevitably come with wins, which that's it. I mean, that's it. It's not, get more people to be fans. You can't just say, okay, become a fan. Here you go. The only way you're going to do that is if you start giving away free tickets and people have a great time going to Bucks games. And that's one way to do it. But the other way to do it, to be perfectly honest with you, is to win. Now, if Budenholzer can do that and this team can get off to a fast start, get people involved, get people believing that, hey, it was the coach. It is a new coach. He's going to get more out of these guys than what the previous regime was getting. Yeah, you're going to draw in fans. You're going to draw in a lot of people. They're going to become Bucks fans in a very quick period of time. There's a lot of people right now, I think, throughout the state of Wisconsin and people just that have a casual interest looking over the fence, even if Giannis has brought them in, they have a casual interest. I think there's people that always look for an underdog and always want to believe. And I think they would love the new blood that is, you know, Milwaukee in the postseason. And to go far into the postseason, my point being, but you got to do it. You can't keep talking about it. You can't keep saying own the future. When the hell is the future going to become reality? That's what I want to know. That's what needs to be done. And, you know, Daniel tweets us, @Bill_Michael, says trade John Henson. You need a shooter. You need a big man. There's no denying that. You need a more consistent shooter, and you need a big man. Now, how are you going to make that happen? Well, that's a whole other story. But I think first things first, you bring in, you know, Budenholzer. You think, you would assume, maybe I'm assuming too much, but that he's then going to bring in a guy like maybe as an assistant head coach, Darvin Ham, who was a fan favorite here back during the run in the early 2000s. I've always said Darvin Ham comes in, gets two hard fouls, two or three big spectacular dunks, and then he was gone. But he was an energy guy. He was huge. And then, you know, you bring him back, a smiling face that people are familiar with, Budenholzer, who's, you know, brings that hope off of the, you know, Greg Popovich coaching tree, and say, okay, now we're going to be, you know, San Antonio 2.0. Hopefully it works out that way. And maybe you start to make a couple of deals, you get a shooter, you know, who knows what you get in the draft, you know, and maybe things start to come together. And maybe, just maybe, you get guys, you know, they re-sign Shai Jabari, and he then goes an entire offseason now working strictly on basketball and not on rehab, and gets bigger and better than many people thought he would be. And then you've got a couple of cornerstones, you get a shooter, you've got some of these pieces in place, you get a little more out of these guys, and then next year you win a series. Then next offseason, and I hate to say that, but the next offseason, then you've got some money. Some contracts are going to start expiring. Then you've got some money to go out and find a few guys and say, okay, these are the steps I need to take to make this team really poised to make a deep postseason run. Because you know the clock is ticking. You got to get it done. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. On the loansbykip.com, toll-free talk line. What is the next step for the Milwaukee Brewers? What's the next step for the Milwaukee Brewers? Or Milwaukee Bucks, I should say. I'm sorry. What's the next step for the Bucks? 855-830-8648. Stay tuned. What's your thoughts on this? Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show on the air. I got to take a moment to recognize this, and I can't believe I'm saying this again, but there has been yet another school shooting in this country today. This time, Santa Fe High School in Texas. So far, 8 dead, 12 injured. It is beyond belief to me that this is something that continues in this country. You know, and I was just sitting here contemplating this. Because the anger inside me, this to the point where I thought we were getting past this after it started to become an awareness march almost to say enough. But for this to continually happen is just mind-boggling. It just is. And I know there's a lot of people that immediately, myself included, that immediately run for blame. everything from gun manufacturers to state legislators, parents, students who bully, anybody and everybody. But the bottom line is that the people that do this are the ones that deserve your anger. And it's just, it's mind-boggling that this continues to happen in this country. Just unbelievable. And for those that even, and this is one of the reasons that I've always said, there's a couple of different sides to this. We've had it happen in Wisconsin and the surrounding areas. I know it's happened down in Illinois. It happened over in Iowa, over in Minneapolis. When these people that call in these false threats, I've always said you should prosecute these kids to the fullest extent of the law when it comes to just the threat and the stupidity of making a threat, because this has become just tiresome. Just tiresome. And as much as I want to blame so many other people, it's the people that think they're going out in some type of blaze of glory and doing something, it does nothing. It's a gutless, gutless, cowardly move in every sense of the word. And it's just mind-boggling that this stuff still happens. So anyway, I just, thanks for, you know, obliging me for a minute here. But I can't believe there's been another one in this country. 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. The Milwaukee Bucks, they have their head coach. Now, what's the next important thing for the Bucks to do? What if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, what is on your to-do list? And I'm not even saying your general manager at this point. What is on your to-do? Let's say you're the man. You're the owner of the Bucks. You're the guy that's in charge. Edens, Lazary, Dinan, any one of those guys. What is on your list right now? 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. Let's go to Mike in Greenfield. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Buddy, just a side note to piggyback on what you just stated with these school shootings. You're going to have probably metal detectors in every public place. That's what it's going to have to come down to if you want to filter out all this stuff. Metal detectors in every public place, especially churches and schools and government. Anyway, having said that, the Milwaukee Bucks, all they need, Bill, is time to meld together. I don't think it's a light fix of any broke kind of scenario. It just takes time to kind of simmer and, you know, they got to work together as a team. I think they'll mature a little more. I was alive, fortunately, to see their one and only championship in 71. I mean, Bill, we're coming up on half of a century. Half a century. I am not going to hold my breath. It's a small market team here. Okay, I'm not saying 71 championship team was a fluke. That's great stars, but in today's economy, I don't think this particular market can bear it. And the same thing with the Milwaukee Brewers. But it's just time. You know, maybe they'll win by a fluke. Maybe the timing will be right when they get in the playoffs. If they do, somebody'll, you know, whatever. Maybe a team won't show up. But that's the only thing I can see, Bill, in this market is the Milwaukee Bucks putting up a competitive team, but going all the way. I don't know. Time will tell, but I just think it's time with who they have. They just can't afford to get any more superstars.
Appreciate the phone call, Mike. When you talk about getting more superstars, I agree with you that what they have right now, I think, has the ability to get more wins. I think it has the ability to get more postseason wins. If the ultimate goal is to win a championship, they don't have enough to win a championship. It's not there. What they need is, if you really, let's be honest, okay? And Joe, tell me if I'm wrong or not here. If this team wants to win a championship, and that's their goal, they are no less than two shooters away. The more shooters, the better, in today's day and age where the three ball has become so important. Because as much as they want to bang it inside with Giannis, they need three shooters. So for as much as we say, let's get one shooter, you really need two. You need at least two guys who are going to sink it regularly. And you need a badass. I'm not saying a big man. I'm saying a badass. You need a guy like Morris. Morris from the Boston Celtics. That guy has no fear. None. Get in the middle. Throw some elbows. Get nasty. Pound you down. You need a badass. This team doesn't have a badass. Dellavedova can't be your badass, okay? He can't. Not big enough to do it. You need that guy in the middle. So you need shooters, and you need, I'm not saying the enforcer, but you need a presence. You need, Giannis is a great player and a great guy. But Giannis doesn't have that, I'm not only going to try to beat you on the dribble, I'm going to try to beat you when I'm in the air. I'm going to try to beat you so you don't even want to face me again. LeBron's not the bad. LeBron kind of morphed into that, but he let other guys be the unlikable enforcer, so to speak. You got to find somebody that takes pride in being your badass. And they don't have that. They don't have that mentality. Look at what Houston's doing right now. Houston has that mentality. They've got it as a team right now. They're not going to take any crap. They're going into this series. The first game, they didn't look good. They were on their heels a little bit. You know, kind of just not looking real good. Not looking great, right? They get knocked off. But the Rockets, they got it. They got that badass mentality. When you look at what they did, when they just pushed around and Durant and come. Now Durant had 38. Okay, and everybody believes Curry's ailing in some way, shape, or form, only with 16 in the last game. But they took it to Klay Thompson. They took it to him. Tucker, Ariza, they took it to him. Hell, even Gordon to a certain extent. They just didn't play with fear. They didn't fear them at all. They're like, you're Golden State. This is all you're bringing to the table? Screw you. Take my elbow and get out of my damn way. And that's what they did. And much like Steve Novak said here at the top of the hour, yeah, when they're hitting their threes, they're a damn good team. And when they don't, they're obviously not nearly as good. They just miss their shots. But they played that game with no fear. Now, it's easy to play a game with no fear at home. I want to see how they perform on the road. Morris was the same guy on the road. He just didn't have the same effect because the team didn't play as well around him when they came to Milwaukee. But they thrived on being that team that we're not taking any of your crap. And I don't know if the Bucks have that. 855-830-8648. Art, listening to us downtown. Art, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good, Bill, Joe.
What's happening?
The Bucks just need to stay out of the way now. Let Mike Budenholzer go to work, which he obviously did a very good job with Giannis. He's got one down. He's got 12 to go now, because what happens next is your head coach gets together with his players one by one and starts going over their roles within that vision that he has for the team.
Yep.
And so once you go over your roles with the players and you set some goals and responsibilities and you get 13 guys on that page, and then you go to work. And that's all we can hope happens. I think from an organizational standpoint, there's obviously, you do need some shooters coming off the bench. You need an interior presence. But the big four pieces that we got, Malcolm Brogdon, Giannis, Jabari, and Middleton, I mean, those are some great pieces to build around.
See, I think so, too. I just think that it's not like you need to go out and find three other great superstars. I mean, it'd be great if you could. But I think you need great. I think you need guys that are very good at what one thing, what it is they do. One guy being a badass, two other guys being shooters. Maybe again, if you can find a rebounder, great. You know, but you don't have to have great all around players. You don't need three LeBrons to come into this thing and all of a sudden take it over. What you need is guys that are great at what they do in the spurts in which they play.
Great in their role, absolutely.
Yep.
And once you can get 13 guys on that same page, and once again. Sounds like a good first impression he made on Giannis. So, good start by Mike Budenholzer.
No doubt. Good stuff, Art. Appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648.
I wish it was that simple, but look, if the Boston Celtics get to the finals and they beat Golden State or Houston, then your theory, Bill, sure, with a really good coach who knows what he's doing and guys can listen and that they know their roles, sure. Maybe that is more plausible than we think, but at the end of the day, you want to win a title in this city, you need another star next to Giannis. It's just that simple. Another three-point shooter and a big man, yeah, that should be able to get you past the first round. It might even get you the Eastern Conference Finals, but when it comes to winning a title and what you're going up against in the West, you need another star, at least another star, to make that happen. Otherwise, I mean, if getting to the Eastern Conference Finals is good enough for Bucks fans, then so be it. Unless the Boston Celtics, without Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward, can prove to the world that knowing your role, playing in your role, listening to your coach, following what your coach does, making adjustments when you have to, and getting the job done that way and beating a superior team like Golden State, who's got four stars on their team, If they can pull that off, then my thought process can change. But in the meantime, Golden State's going to keep winning. They just are. They're going to keep winning. So that's what they do. And if there's another team that wants to put up and try to beat Golden State in the finals, that is a team that's going to have multiple stars on it to get that done. But in the meantime, that's how you want to win everything. Otherwise, winning a first-round playoff series, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals with the role players that you mentioned, sure, that's possible. But in the meantime, you need a star player next to Giannis at the end of the day. And Giannis is going to have to go out there and recruit. That's what he's going to have to do.
No, I completely agree.
Because it is a tough sell for a star player to come to this city and play, especially on a long-term contract. That's just what the reality is.
855-830-8648. We'll get back into this, Knicks in Columbia, Missouri, when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael's show is on the air. Hey, do you want to be a VIP? Here's your chance. Enter the big gig giveaway from Cousin Subs and Summerfest. 11 concerts in 11 nights. How about that, huh? The American Family Insurance Amphitheater. It's all during Summerfest. 11 chances to win. Each VIP concert package gets a couple of tickets, a parking pass, gift cards, and a whole lot more. 11 people are going to win this one-of-a-kind experience. You could be one of them. Experience the big gig the way it's supposed to be. The best Summerfest ever. Go to CousinSubs.com, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. What's the next step for the Milwaukee Bucks? What's next? If you're the general manager, if you're the owner, what is it that you are looking for, concentrating on? What do you need to do? What do you need to do? Coming up after the top of the hour, by the way, do you agree with Bob Nightingale of USA Today, the national baseball writer, that the Brewers have a shot to win the National League pennant? That discussion is coming up after the top of the hour. Let's go back to the phone calls talking some Bucks, though. Nick in Columbia, Missouri. Nick, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I think the thing that no one's talking about, and it just shocks me, sitting down here in Missouri, that we have this expectation with the Packers around building through the draft and moving up. Do we ever talk about that with the Bucks? No, but we need to, because we have – look at our roster of Brogdon, Son, some of these guys that are here, they came from the draft, right? We've picked up more of these free agents that have given us 1-2 years of service and get nothing out of it. So when was the last time we moved up and packaged the deal to get an impact guy in the draft? And don't tell me it can't get done. Look at Tatum at Celtics. And I'm looking at mock drafts, Bill, and looking at Trae Young, a shooter, at 8 and 9 projected in those picks. You tell me he couldn't plug in that Bucks. 6-7 guy and come in and provide some offense. I think it's just amazing we don't have the same level of expectation about being efficient with the draft that we do like we do with the Packers. So I'm kind of curious.
You know what? That's a great – appreciate the phone call. I think because the Packers have had this established success for such a long period of time that there's an expectation there of, okay, the next step is Super Bowl. And then – you won a championship. So the next step is, well, you won a championship, you need to stay on top. And then when that doesn't happen, the next step is to get back to where it was when you won the Super Bowl. I mean, that is the continual process for the Green Bay Packers. For a team like the Brewers, who have never won a championship, the process is, you tore it all the way down, we watched you, you were transparent about it, thank you so much. Okay? We appreciate it. Thank you so much. So you tore it down, we see it rebuilding, and we understand it. Now let's get to that postseason, and from the postseason to the NLCS, from the NLCS to a World Series, and from the World Series to a championship. Now you're trying to follow the process. With the Bucks, it's almost apathy at times, which is so scary. Because how many times have you watched the Bucks? You got excited, you went, same old Bucks. I'll tune it back in when they get back there. We don't care. That is so dangerous. That is so dangerous, because when people walk away from your product and really don't care, they're not passionate about it, that becomes dangerous. So when you ask, why don't we hold them to the same standard? Honestly, I think a lot less people care about the Milwaukee Bucks, because a lot of people are sitting on the other side of the fence with their arms folded going, when you show me something, then I'll give a damn. Let's go to Noah in La Crosse. Noah, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. We got about a minute here, Noah. Shoot. Noah.
The Bucks?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Just my thought here. I think finding the missing piece that the Bucks need right now is a little bit deeper than, you know, a three-point shooter or a superstar. That'd be nice. Honestly, coming from what I think I see, I believe that we have a young, talented team with a lot of – we're pretty well-around talented. I think what we need is a veteran, like six-man or role player, to kind of ladder the starting group and give them some experience, like somebody who's been in the winning position, kind of like a Andre Iguodala type of player. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. I get it. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We'll expound upon this coming up in the next, later in the next hour as well. But nevertheless, I want to get back into baseball. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, said yesterday on the program, thinks the Brewers have a shot not to win the NL Central, but to win the National League pennant. Are you a believer? Also, Dennis Miller. You're going to hear that conversation coming up here at the bottom of the next hour as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.